Track 12, Musical Memories. I know I complained about the absence of summer, but here to compensate is this month's musical feature, focusing on two summer tunes. Tony is going to put on his straw hat and read all about them.
How I'm led it after long, those after calmer coo. Will it stand it, book a fair to fear a single coo?
So, here we are in June. June is definitely when I really start to think it's summer. So our musical memories slot this month looks at two very different musical evocations of summer written several centuries apart. Let's start with the earlier one. Summer is a-coming in is a medieval English round or rota song dating from about the mid-13th century. Rota is the Latin word for wheel, and this gives an indication as to the structure of the song, which I'll tell you about in a minute. The title, Summer is a-coming in, translates as Summer has come, or Summer has arrived, and the lyrics are an exaltation celebration of the arrival of summer seen through the medium of the flora and fauna of the natural world. The composer of the song is unknown, but it's thought that it could be William de Wykeham, a monk at Reading Abbey, which is where the manuscript was copied between 1261 and 1264. This manuscript is now held by the British Library, and a stone relief copy is displayed on the wall of the ruined chapter house of Reading Abbey. Apparently, William de Wykeham not only loved music, he loved women too, which of course was a bit problematical, given his vocation as a monk, but I'm not going to hold that against him, and I'm sure he wasn't the only one. Summer is a-coming in is one of the oldest known musical compositions in six parts. Many of you will be familiar with songs which can be sung as rounds, such as London's Burning and Frere Jacques, and this song is one of those, with one singer starting the song and another singer joining in after a few bars, but starting at the beginning again, and so on, until everybody decides they've had enough. The words of the song are written in the Wessex dialect of Middle English, and this is not something you are familiar with, but I will treat you with just the first two lines as they are perfectly understandable to our modern ears. Here goes. Summer is a-coming in. Ludi sing cuckoo. I'm sure you understand that as summer has come, loudly sings the cuckoo. The poem describes all the things we associate with the beginnings of summer. The ewe bleating after her lamb, the cow lowing to her calf, the bullocks prancing. But there is one particular word in the original medieval poem which has been the cause of much scholarly discussion over the years. This word, euerteth, can be variously translated as turns or cavorts, but also, dare I say it, as farts. It's probably more amusing to think of it as the latter, and this makes the earliest known use of the verb to fart in English. And so, as well as the ewe and the cow and the bullocks, we hear of the billy goat farting. What fun! I do hope I'm not upsetting anyone's sensibilities here. Whilst you may not be familiar with the words of the little ditty, you may well have heard the melody. The tune is whistled by Little John in the 1938 Errol Flynn swashbuckler, The Adventures of Robin Hood, and it appears in the climax to Benjamin Britten's Spring Symphony, dating from 1949. In 1950, Ralph Vaughan Williams incorporated into his folk songs of the Four Seasons, and it was apparently performed at the opening ceremony of the ill-fated Munich Olympics in 1972. And last but not least, the song is traditionally sung from the tower of Magdalen College, Oxford, every May Day. So let's hear it then. the first poem in modern English, and then the music. Summer has arrived, loudly sing cuckoo, the seed is growing, and the meadow is blooming, and the wood is coming into leaf now. Sing cuckoo. The ewe is bleating after her lamb, the cow is lowing after her calf, the bullock is prancing, the billy goat farting. Sing merrily, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. You sing well, cuckoo, never stop now. Sing cuckoo now, sing cuckoo, sing cuckoo, sing cuckoo now.
How I'm led it after long, those after calder coo. Bullock started, book a verted, fear a sing coo coo. Sing coo coo coo. Well, who sing as coo coo, a sweet to never coo. Sing coo coo. Summer is a comedy, summer is a comedy. Crowd a sing to blow with me, and spring my foot and go with me. Sing coo coo de coo. Summer is a coming, 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 summer is a coming.
Well, I think that's a pretty accurate description of the time of year, don't you? But let's turn now to a song which is equally evocative, but in an altogether different mood. This is George Gershwin's famous Summertime. George Gershwin composed Summertime in 1934 for his opera Porgy and Bess, and it is regarded as one of the finest songs he ever wrote. In his composition, Gershwin was attempting to create his own spiritual in the style of African-American folk music. The writing mixes elements of jazz with the song styles of African-Americans in the southeastern USA in the early 20th century. The opera Porgy and Bess was adapted from DuBose Heywood's novel Porgy, telling the story of poor African-Americans living on the waterfront of Charleston in South Carolina. Porgy is a crippled beggar who tries to save a woman, Bess, from her abusive lover and her drug dealer. It was first performed in Boston on the 30th of September, 1935, featuring a cast of classically trained African-American singers. The song Summertime is written for one of the characters, Clara, to sing as a lullaby to her child. First heard at the beginning of Act One, it's reprised several times during the opera with lyrics which describe the lazy, carefree days of summer, urging the listener to slow down, relax, and enjoy the beauty of the world around them. One of the earliest recordings of Summertime was by Abby Mitchell, who sang the role of Clara in the original production, with Gershwin at the piano and conducting the orchestra. A year after the opera's premiere, a 21-year-old Billie Holiday made her first cover recording of the song that would reach the US charts. And in 1957, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong's jazz album, Porgy and Bess, quickly propelled the song into the greater limelight. With at least 25,000 versions, it is the most covered song in the world. But sadly, George Gershwin didn't live to see it. It became the world-famous hit it is today. So let's once again hear the words and then listen to the music. Summertime, and the livin' is easy. Fish are jumpin', and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your ma is good-lookin'. so hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're going to rise up singing, and you'll spread your wings and take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you, with Daddy and Mummy standing by.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high.
And there we are, two very contrasting evocations of summer, one very in-your-face and upbeat, the other sultry, with almost a hint of melancholy. Do you have a preference? Feel free to let us know.
Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high.
Thank you, Tony. I really love Porgy and Bess.